This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Private Equity Podcast. Thrilled today to be joined by Mark Kramer. Mark's a leader of strategy and leader of transactions and business at Duff & Phelps. He's had a magnificent career there. He's going to talk to us today about his career, building his career, trends he sees in the deal market, and a little bit more. Mark, can you take a moment to introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Mark Kramer. I'm a managing director and strategy leader for transaction services for the United States for Duff & Phelps.
And talk a little bit about your strategy leader. What does that mean exactly? What is that title? Because at so many investment banks, you're managing director, you're chair of this department, what have you. What is your title exactly, and what do you do in that title?
Well, you know, that's a good question, because I think that I get asked that quite often. Really, what it means is top-line growth for our practice. And that top-line growth can be everything from increasing the overall services to clients, as well as adding additional services to our group, as well as a geographic coverage.
And tell us just a little bit about Duff & Phelps today. Because Duff & Phelps 100 years ago did different things. Talk about Duff & Phelps and where it leads today, and a few points of pride in Duff & Phelps today.
Sure. Well, Duff & Phelps, as you alluded to, was a relatively small investment bank that had purchased the valuation practice from PwC, and that began its growth, and that was about 20 years ago. Today, we are in 28 countries and have over 35 professionals that focus on valuation, corporate finance, investigations, disputes, cybersecurity, compliance, and regulatory matters. We work with clients in diverse sectors, so across the gambit, and we navigate pre-transaction diligence to post-transaction asset protection and value creation.
And talk a little bit about what do you see in the deal market today? Do you expect this year to be a crazily busy deal market? Will it slow at all? What's your sense of what's going on?
Well, it's interesting that you bring that up, because we've talked to our internal economists about this, and I guess one of many people's concerns were the elections that happened in Georgia, giving obviously the Democrats a larger majority. However, based on the makeup of the Senate, we actually don't believe there's going to be significant tax changes in the current year. So what this means is that we also believe that there's potential that people at least believe that the tax rates may change in future periods. So that would lead to increased or at least a consistent deal flow this year as it was in past years. Now, that being said, there's other things that are obviously factoring into the deal environment, not least of which is COVID. So if something were to go, more wrong there, then that could obviously have an impact. But in the short run, it doesn't look like interest rates will change significantly. And there still is a significant amount of what people call dry powder or money to be invested out in the marketplace. All those lead to continued deal flow, at least during 2021.
Thank you very much. And deal flow continues to be on the uptick. Multiples continue to be quite high. Is that your sense of things in the market?
Well, it is. I mean, you hate to say they're high. I think multiples are what the market reflects. Whether that is high or low, it's all, I guess, relative based on historical performance. So based on historical performances, yes, multiples are high. That's not to say that they couldn't go higher or that they don't necessarily reflect what's going to happen in the future. I think that, obviously it's very sector-based for multiples. You're still, to reach those high multiples, you still need that intrinsic value that is expected, meaning that growth in EBITDA for the foreseeable future.
The role you have, sort of top-line growth at Duff & Phelps, what an exciting role. The role of a lifetime, on a 1 to 10, how excited are you and how much do you love the role you have?
One to 10. I'd say it's an 8, because you always want a little bit more. I always wanted to be a professional baseball player. That didn't work out. So, leading this role here for Duffy Phelps has been great. It's something that does essentially give the opportunity to see not only to serve our clients, but also to potentially participate in M&A ourselves, looking for other services to expand the Duff & Phelps brand name.
Fantastic. Mark, anything else interesting on the sort of, agenda that you see coming forward this year that you're excited about, or any things that surprise you?
Certainly as far as our diligence goes and what we're seeing in companies, I think one of the big factors that's going to continually affect 2021 is obviously the impact of COVID. And it does have an impact on all the businesses that we're looking at in one manner or another. This not only affects operations, but it does affect financials and lenders' expectations of what expenses have been going forward. I mean, I can get into more detail if you'd like, but it's certainly going to have an impact going forward.
Thank you very much. And those companies that were not as COVID, didn't do as well under COVID, what are your economists saying about those starting to bounce back? Or is it very much sector by sector, company by company?
Yeah, typically we're looking at it definitely by sector. I do a lot of work in healthcare, and looking at healthcare companies, they actually performed quite well during 2020, and we expect that to continue in 2021. When you're looking at that impact of COVID, for instance, in healthcare, you're looking at items like telehealth. Is that here to stay, or is that going to diminish once everyone can go and feel comfortable going into the offices? The other impact is just working from home. Does that change again when people start going back into their offices, and then does that increase the overall impact of the healthcare?
What is your sense of that? And I don't know if Duff & Phelps has a formal position on that, but aside from Duff & Phelps, what do you see about people working from home that were traditional downtown commercial office workers? What is your sense of what's going to happen there?
I think that most companies, and Duff & Phelps is one of those, is going to take a very conservative approach towards it. I think that it's going to take leadership of cities and or states to determine whether it's safe for employees to go back into a working environment where you've got more than what I'll say smaller office settings. For instance, we've got about 200 to 300 in Chicago alone. And in that instance, we have to be very careful on the density of people in our office.
No, very much so, Mark. It's so interesting to watch how this evolves and so forth. Some of us that are of my age and your age, I assume in you're in the same range, or at least within a 10 to 20 year period, grew up so much with this part of being the world, this commercial office environment in the loop, some of the big cities built around these loop area types of areas, downtown office areas. And that is changing dramatically. And it'll be fascinating to see how quickly or if it comes back and how it comes back. And that affects a lot of these companies that traditionally did business in that way, and commercial real estate and lots of other things. Mark, a pleasure to visit with you on the Scott Becker Private Equity Podcast. What a pleasure to talk to you. Continue good luck at Duff & Phelps. Just a great, great firm, and I've watched the transformation over the last 20 years. It's been fun to watch. Thank you very much.
Thank you.